USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. A severe storm outbreak in the east and south has been bringing widespread damaging wind, hail, flooding, and the possibility of isolated tornadoes. This D.C. resident says he'll play it safe.
Yeah, I got a small office, only a couple people there, but I'm taking the metro, so it's just fingers crossed that works out.
The FAA implementing several ground stops on the east coast because of the weather on Monday. Former President Trump is fighting the protective order in his election interference case. The Department of Justice filed for the order, asking the judge to place some limits on Trump's speech about the case. A former FBI official who was a key investigator in the alleged Trump-Russia ties is himself expected to plead guilty to charges of illegally working for a Russian oligarch. A court order shows Charles McGonigal is currently in talks. He was indicted earlier in the year on conspiracy and money laundering charges. Families of service members killed during the chaotic pullout in Afghanistan are demanding more answers. Mom Kelly Barnett lost her son at the Kabul airport.
The Biden administration, incompetent, cowards, evil.
Several family members shared testimony Monday at a congressional forum in California. It's going to cost more to get your kids ready to go back to school this year.
Parents are paying more for back-to-school supplies for their kids. This shopper saying,
we're going to recycle what we already have at home, and whatever we're missing, that's what we're going to get this year.
The National Retail Federation says families are expected to spend $25 more than last year. Overall, Americans will spend a record $42 billion compared to last year's $37 billion. I'm John Schaefer.
Director William Friedkin is dead at the age of 87. He's best known for directing the Oscar-winning film The French Connection and The Exorcist. This is USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days. Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
The Radio Health Journal podcast gives listeners the latest news on what's trending in health, science, technology, and more.
The fact that we saw remission in 37% of patients at week 3 after just a single administration is something that's really encouraging to us.
Featuring medical experts who break down complex topics in a way that's easy to understand. Radio Health Journal podcast, available wherever you find your favorite podcasts and at radiohealthjournal.org.
The U.S. is helping Americans leave Niger amid a military takeover of that African country. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller said Monday more than 100 U.S. citizens have evacuated from the country, many of them taken out last week. Tyson Foods is shutting down 4 more U.S. chicken plants.
The Arkansas-based company said it's hurt by falling chicken and pork prices as well as the reduced demand for beef products. The company is also struggling with declining profits. Experts say some consumers are looking for lower cost protein alternatives because of inflation. The company has also been cutting jobs and closing certain chicken processing units in order to keep costs under control. I'm Lisa Taylor.
The cousin of the Uvalde, Texas school shooters under arrest for allegedly making terroristic threats. Nathan Cruz reportedly told his sister that he wanted to pull off a mass shooting, too. She went to the San Antonio cops who took him into custody. A copy of the arrest warrant says Cruz was drunk at the time, but his family was concerned because he lives near an elementary school. On a lighter note, President Biden's cracking jokes about his age. While hosting World Series champions the Houston Astros at the White House Monday, Biden made the joke while praising team manager Dusty Baker.
Dusty, it wasn't easy. People counted you out saying you're past your prime. Hell, I know something about that.
Biden's faced questions over whether he's fit to serve as he seeks re-election at the age of 80. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.